In yesterday's Shiur Tanya, the Alter Rebbe establishes the fact that the Kavona and the purpose of all of creation is not for the sake of the higher worlds. It's not the higher world that gives God satisfaction, but Dafke, the lowest world, this world, our world. Because in the higher world, no matter how high it is, there's a certain amount of concealment, a certain amount of contraction of godliness that allows the higher world to exist as a world and not dissolve out of existence, not be overwhelmed and become bottle. Whereas in this world, when the darkness is transformed into light, then godliness is revealed much more, with less concealment, more revealed than in the higher worlds. Page 476, for the ninth of other days. And for this, for the transformation of darkness into light, and for the subjugation of klipa, subduing of klipa, for this God gave us the Torah, shenikras eiz v'kayach, Torah that is called might and strength. The Torah is our strength. What does strength mean? Like it says concerning tzaddikim, that God gives them strength to be able to receive the reward that they have coming in the world to come. What is this strength? Since in the world to come, godliness will be revealed without a garment after Mashiach comes. Godliness will no longer be concealed in order to be able to tolerate and to absorb that kind of revelation without becoming bottle, without ceasing to exist, without getting wiped out. For this you need a special koyach. And in the same way, the Torah is a koyach for every Jew, that we are able to tolerate, we're able to contain a revelation greater than the revelation in the higher worlds. As it says concerning the coming of Mashiach, the future, the world to come, that your teacher, your master, will no longer be concealed. Konef means a corner of a garment. So lo yikonef means that he will no longer be concealed by a garment. And you will be able to see your teacher, your master, with your eyes. And also it says, for they shall see eye to eye. The sun will no longer be your light, God will be your light. So we see from all of this that there will be a revelation in the future, greater than the one in the world, than the revelation in the higher worlds, and for this we're going to need a special koyach. So the koyach is Torah. And we know that the days of Mashiach, and especially after the resurrection, by Tchias HaMesim, Heim Tachlis Ushleimas B'riyas Eilam Hazeh, that's the fulfillment of the purpose of this world. In other words, that's when the world will attain its perfection and be what it is meant to be, Shalakach Nivra Mitchilose. And it is for that state, for the condition that the world will be in after Mashiach and after Tchias HaMesim, for that state the world was originally created. So the creation of this world is for the sake of a revelation of godliness that is greater than the godliness of the higher worlds, and it is the revelation in this world that gives God pleasure, the nachas, of having a dwelling place, dafke, in the lower world. In the note, the Rebbe says, the Kabbalah schar ikre be'elef hashvi, the creation of the world, before we even come to the reward for serving God, just the creation of the world, its purpose is to attain the degree of godliness, the level of godliness that will come about in the times of Mashiach and in the times of the resurrection. When then will there be a reward for the Aveda. That's the result of the Aveda. The purpose of creation and the result of all of our Aveda is the godliness that will be produced after Mashiach comes. So if that's the result, if those are the fruits of the labor, then what is the reward for the labor? So the Rebbe says that the reward is primarily Be'elef Hashvi in the seventh millennium. As he writes in Likutei Torah, which is a time after the resurrection. In the Hayem Yem for the ninth of other days, the Rebbe writes that the Birchas Beide Nefoshes, in the after bracha of Beide Nefoshes, we say Al Kol Masha Bezoso, and this the Chof of the word Kol Masha Bezoso should be with a Cholam and not with a Kometz. So the word is not Al Kol but Al Kol. Gedol Hatshukol Hiskashus. The great longing to be connected, to be makusha to the Rebbe, yochul hasbia rak kashi yilmeid mamori hachasidus. You can satisfy that desire to be close to the Rebbe, to be bound to the Rebbe, only by learning the maimorim of chasidus she'emer harav v'keisev, that the Rebbe says and writes, ki b'ri'i asponim b'vad leisagi, because with seeing alone, it's not enough. Seeing alone is not enough. Which means that seeing a Rebbe and being seen by the Rebbe brings about a certain amount of hiskashus, a certain amount of cleaving to the tzaddik, to the Rebbe, but it's not enough. To truly satisfy the desire to be attached to the Rebbe, to be connected, that comes through the study, through learning the maimorim of the Rebbe. It's significant that this is said on the 9th of Adar, and it's the day which in 1940 the previous Rebbe arrived in the United States. And so obviously Hasidim came to see the Rebbe and wanted to establish a bond with the Rebbe, a closer bond, and to this the significant statement for this day, the thought for the day is that if you want to truly be connected, it's not enough to see the Rebbe and be seen by the Rebbe, but you need to study the Rebbe's chassidus.